Our show today has been about sacrifices, and here is a look at really hard work and perseverance in science. I recently got to meet up with a Nobel laureate, W.E. Murner. He's a professor of chemistry at Stanford University, and almost three decades ago, while working at IBM, he was the first researcher to optically detect a single molecule. It opened up a new world of possibilities.
In typical experiments, in the chemistry or physics laboratories, you measure a sample, but you measure millions and billions of molecules all at the same time, and you get one number. You get the mean, you get the average, okay, over all of those molecules. By going to this limit, we remove that averaging. We now measure it one by one.
He offered me a baseball analogy. He didn't know I don't know anything about baseball, but I'm sure you guys will understand. He said it's like if you only know the team batting average, you only know one number. But if you know it player by player by player, you will have much better information. And you can start to understand the different roles of the team players. You can ask questions. Why do pitchers have low batting averages? Murner spent the next few decades refining his technique, and in 2014, he won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, specifically for his work in super-resolution fluorescent microscopy, which is changing a lot of fields, including biology.
We can now see structures that we just could not see before. It's especially in bacteria. Bacteria are already very small, so you don't see much if you just put them in a normal microscope. You see blobs. And now we can see fine structures, we can see the positions of DNA, so the basic point I want to make here is that pretty much all of cell biology needs to kind of be redone using this new method.
I asked Murner, what did you have to sacrifice to get here, to make this discovery, to win a Nobel Prize? And here's what he said.
I'm one of these people who's a little bit more normal. I like to have some outside activities. I like to spend time with my family, my wife, my son, and so on. And I didn't give up those things. We would have dinner together essentially every night. And the reason I do this is because I actually believe that you get more perspective and can be more productive if you have a balanced life. Of course, science is a passion that I pursue every day. But singing is great fun, and I'd love to have the time to get back to that, actually. I haven't had that time since the prize, but I know I will soon. So I tend to believe that you don't actually have to sacrifice everything. There are some people who do, and, you know, at one point I felt like, well, they're going to always be more productive than I am. But, hey, it worked out okay.
W.E. Murner is a professor of chemistry at Stanford University.